Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, Tom's fear level plus a bra for sheep and Donnie Baker on Viagra. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All material. The old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
If Bobcat called you, wouldn't you keep it and play it for all your friends? Hi, this is Bob Goldthwait. Too.
Yeah?
We've got an X-rated movie coming up where you think you're perfect for it. Just give me a call.
I had a phone call from Bono that I accidentally erased.
Oh, no! Bono?
Yeah, and I was like, "Dah!"
Oh, why'd I do that?
Have you ever heard Bobcat's Bono?
I can't do it, but yeah.
I bet you can enough to make us go, oh my God.
No, but so he called. And,
he heard you doing your Bono and he called you?
Yeah, he was very nice. And then I saw him. I was at Dodger Stadium. I can't remember what stadium it was. It was very, I met him and I'm in the, you know, like the stadium doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And he said some very sweet things and very kind. And we talked back and forth. And it was just him and I and one other person. And he starts walking out to do his concert, and he turns around, and he takes off those, you know, the fly sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, hey, Bobcat, and he throws them to me, and I catch them, and I go, thanks, Mean Joe.
I knew that was coming.
And he goes, what?
What?
Yeah! Oh, man, that's one of my best riffs ever, falling on his deaf Gaelic ears, yeah.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Once again, keeping our social distance.
And mentally, we couldn't be farther apart.
In several rooms. Now, by fabric, I'll introduce everybody.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
In the poly blend, it's our engineer, Ace Cosby. We reviewed why earlier.
So is that best or worst? Or...
In his mind, that's worse.
Yeah. I'm wearing a cotton.
He mentioned Ace. He mentioned Ace in the poly cotton blend, and he immediately sanitized.
Yep.
No, I'm sanitizing because I had to go into the green room and get a cup of tea. And God knows what you guys have been spewing in while you're in. Oh, my gosh.
You know, we know you're serious. You know that, right?
My
we don't
doctor,
think you're kidding.
My doctor said to me, assume everyone you know has it, and everyone assume that you have it.
He's not helping.
She.
Whatever.
She.
You know, I know who you're talking about.
You know what they call her.
That's a girl, Pat. I know it's been a while.
You know what they call a lady doctor, don't you? A doctor.
Yeah.
No, the point is, you should assume you have it and assume everyone has it. That'll help you keep your social distancing. So when I go in the green room, I wash up immediately, don't touch anything. And then the tea, then I pour it in a cup that I've see. Oh, I keep God. Cups over here, so you don't, oh, you guys God. Can't touch them.
That's fine. Do whatever you got to do yeah. to feel better during this.
Yeah,
but you're
no
not feeling
joke.
Better. You're We're going to make not. Fun of you. Okay, more, no, you didn't have to show us. We believe that you know, all of that is true.
You're more stressed out than any of us.
I'm not worried about the virus.
You're going to be the first person to talk yourself into getting it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm worried about being riddled with you is what's making me.
You're doing everything right and you're still not comfortable.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we've got COVID TG.
Yeah.
I saw Tommy in the wild on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
In the wild?
Yeah.
Where'd you run into him at?
He came over to get quarantine groceries that were in my garage.
Wait a minute.
Our fella.
So you're taking groceries to his house, putting them in the garage.
No, they were left there.
One of my sons dropped off groceries.
Oh,
what a process.
And they're supposed to sit for 24 hours, so I had them quarantined in that garage.
Oh, okay.
My garage.
How's your new mice problem?
Yeah, I was going to say, how's your meat? A little spoiled?
Ice cream, a little milky?
Yeah.
There's a refrigerator in there. I'm sorry. So then we have a Chick McGee, and that is what is that? Is that a poly
100% cotton cashmere, baby.
Okay, nice.
Deal with that.
Flannel is what's flannel? Is that cotton? I have no idea.
Oh, this is all nothing but.
Yeah, flannel's cotton.
Boy, okay.
And, how many flannels gave their lives for that shirt?
I know that's a cotton shirt Godwin has on because it's mine.
Mine's cotton. It's camo. You can't see me.
Mine, what about your bra? Is your bra cotton?
Yes, it is, actually. Maybe
I think,
blue today.
Her bra's like
your
bra's
felt, isn't it?
No, it's cotton today.
No, the joke is.
I know what the joke is.
See,
trying to shove it in there.
The setup is it velour? No, it must be felt. And then you reach over through the glass. Christy's never felt safer.
You wearing a cotton thong?
I'm not wearing a thong, but I'm wearing cotton underwear that matches my bra.
Thong brown.
Oh.
Should have done the laundry.
That's why Tom doesn't like thongs.
Right up there in the crack, he thinks they're all brown.
He's disgusted by thongs.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Oh, can you imagine?
I think they're adorable.
I've been around many, and they're sexy. Perfectly clean.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. Oh.
Great. It's okay.
You wear them on your head. Yeah.
So,
put them around your neck.
Christy, I have a happy. I pulled some happy stories out there. Did you see the one about the brassiere? We have brassieres in the news, and you've got to see this photograph. We'll go ahead and do the story.
A sheep in New Zealand has been outfitted with a bra to support its saggy, damaged udders.
Oh, how did they get damaged? Man.
Doesn't saggy, damaged udders sound like the name of a Who album?
Sounds horrible.
Pete Townsend here. Our new album, Saggy, Damaged Udders.
The ewe named Rose had her udder suspensory ligament, damaged after she started producing high volumes of milk while pregnant with triplets. Veterinarian Dr. Sarah Clues recommended the sheep wear a bra to keep her udders off the ground.
Is it funny to have a sheep musical group singing Only You?
Only You.
So the lingerie company Rose and Thorn donated a 24J sized maternity bra, cut to allow Rose to feed her lambs.
Tickle bitties.
Thanks to the bra's support, Rose's udders were able to heal without needing surgery.
We'll stick this photograph up of this the sheep wearing a bra. It's pretty funny.
Is it a nice bra?
Well, you can stand over there and see it, Josh.
Here,
just
I'll look
close.
It up. Well, it won't help you.
And it's just, it looks like a great scene. Remember, there's a terrific Woody Allen movie, underrated, called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know.
It's rated right about where it should be.
It's called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Sex, But We're Afraid to Ask.
Yes.
It's a scene in which the great Gene Wilder plays a physician who falls in love with a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
It is so funny.
Yes.
And there's a scene in which the sheep is wearing lingerie. It looks much like this.
Okay.
I mean, it's just this huge human brassiere on this sheep.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet? Big white bra.
Yeah, it's a big white bra.
A 24J.
Yeah.
I say we have a big lamb roast is what I say.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see the picture without the bra?
Yeah, it's rough.
Disgusting.
Boy, talk about your rack of lamb.
Yeah. Yeah, if that were a woman, she'd be playing soccer with those things. Those are hanging down.
We have a tribute to Giant Bras if you want to play that in a little bit.
We do? Okay,
we can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd certainly like to hear it.
Once again, this is a sheep.
Right now.
Just staring at you.
I'm teasing you, though.
Well, we could stop what we're doing and end the frivolity while we look for it.
You,
we could ask
Josh Speed Bump Arnold.
Aren't you a Tig Old Bitty man? Aren't you? You like him? You're a big, big, you know.
Never comment on such a...
Ironic that Tig is in that phrase now, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Hide inside.
As old as time and...
So can we get? Can you put post the picture of the sheep
it's on
with
Twitter.
The okay, mm-hmm. Right? Oh.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
Welcome to
Flawless.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
It sure is.
I must have a bad cell signal. It rang before you answered me.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
There's a delay.
It's weird how quarantine's making everything crazy.
It sure
I'm surprised you guys missed it a couple weeks ago. Anniversary of Viagra.
Oh,
really?
I thought Chick and Josh been blowing out a big candle on a cake. You know, apparently they weren't even trying to invent Viagra. They was trying to make a medicine for bad hearts, but when they tried it out, it gave all the dudes mega wood.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I swear to God. It's a bunch of old dudes popping circus tents in their medical gowns, Tom, roaming the halls of hospitals like horny zombies.
So somebody noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they was talking about it in the newspaper. Let's face it, nothing's changed, you know. Nothing's changed again for old dudes like Viagra. Sure. That's why it's so popular. Because for centuries, the average man over 70 was limpering a boiled green bean. And then all of a sudden, you notice grandpa's harder than passing your GED on the first try. So, I swear to God. Remember when you heard that after Viagra hit the market? Then STDs started running rampant through nursing homes.
Rampant, but yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Oh, I swear to God. And, you know, all these old polecats start popping Viagra and then start plowing every widow in sight. You know, at least the ones with two decent hips. But then... remember, it sort of morphed into a party drug. I still remember my first Viagra experiment.
Really?
You know, I didn't need to take it.
Of course.
But what guy's going to turn down steroids for his pork sword?
Sure.
You know? And them pills really work. My hog was so rigid, you could have used it as a diving board.
Thanks.
Swear to God.
Need to hear that.
Whatever, Christy. It was like one of them door stopper things on a wall when you kick it and they go. Blah, 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 blah. I'll say like this now, they've made so much advancements. They warn you if you take Viagra and experience raging wood that lasts longer than 4 hours, you should call a doctor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't tell people is that the doctor ain't for you, it's for her. You know? She's probably going to need to see a chiropractor the next day as well.
Uh-huh.
I ain't bragging, but after my experiment, I'll put it like this. Patty Ferguson walked around like the hunchback of Great Dane for 2 weeks. I swear to God. Oh, God, my lead bass player, Todd Boner's going through, rummaging around the kitchen again.
Uh-oh.
He's like a stray dog that way, nosing through the trail. I'll see you, Boner. You better stay out of my last box of honey buns or I'll scissor kick you right in the larynx. James when it comes to honey buns. I'm on Atkins, Dick. I've got to go take care of business.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Well, happy anniversary, Viagra.
Yeah.
Who knew? Is that really the fact that they were working on something for something
else? Yes,
that
is true.
And that was the side
blood
effect?
Blood pressure,
increasing blood flow.
Yeah.
That had to be rare.
Just happened to...
That had to be at some point, some scientist had to go...
Yeah.
By the way, Dolores, I don't know if you've noticed this, but all these old dudes are... How did Donnie word it? Or
some horny zombies?
Yes, walking around like horny zombies with little tents. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of great inventions for accidents.
Sure. Had to be awkward, though.
Of course.
Well, Clarence, sit down. No, Clarence, I know you're 90, but no, Clarence, no, put that away.
Clarence.
Now stop it.
According to Mental Floss,
here's
8 things that were invented by accident.
Oh.
Number one's cornflakes.
Mm. What?
Yeah, that's right.
It isn't. Is cornflakes the one that has the weird side story that the guy invented them so people wouldn't masturbate?
Kellogg.
Yeah.
John Kellogg was. Is there a movie? What's
the Road to Wellville?
Yes. Yeah. The process of making dough from boiled wheat. One of the Kellogg's left the mash to dry for too long. They rolled it out. It turned into a cornflake.
Huh. I know that LASIK surgery was invented by mistake.
Yep.
There was an explosion today.
I think it was a German lathe or something.
That was
glass, glass factory or something.
Yeah, and then the guy, the guy woke up when they fixed him up, and he could see perfectly out of the eye that it.
Man, how weird!
Because the glass came in from the side. That's why when they do the LASIK, they have to clip the top of your
right.
Hinge it over.
Yeah.
But that was invented by accident. So are chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Well,
what
was
that?
Just
dough
some
and chips in there? And then drop chips into it? What do you mean?
Them in.
You don't know the famous chocolate chip cookie?
No, we don't.
Well, what's on your list? Go ahead.
Teflon.
Right.
Something scientific there. They weren't trying to invent Teflon. It's far too complicated. The Slinky.
What were they doing? Slinky?
The world's worst toy?
Naval engineer Richard James, working at a shipyard in Philly, accidentally knocked a spring from a high shelf. To his surprise, the spring neatly uncoiled itself and stepped its way down from the shelf onto a pile of books.
I bet he went crazy. Did anybody else see that?
And from there, onto a tabletop and then onto the floor.
Oh. Worst toy ever.
I'm a fan. I'm a
Slinky. Slinky.
Really?
1 minute of fun.
You got to treat it delicately.
That's right.
And every kid then, once they have it for a week, goes, let's see, what if I put it between these two trees and made Bobby ride his bike through here?
Is that what happened? You were clotheslined by a Slinky,
yes.
And now you hate them?
Well, later picked up by the North Vietnamese. Back to you.
Silly putty. At the height of the Second World War, rubber was rationed across the United States. Japan invaded a number of rubber-producing countries across Southeast Asia and hampered production. The race was on to find a suitable replacement, a synthetic rubber that could be produced inside the United States without the need of overseas imports. It's silly putty.
Huh.
What do you think of that?
I love silly putty. Back in the day, you could copy the comics. And
do you remember in Amazon Women on the Moon, they had silly pate? Where they were all at this very fancy cocktail party, and they were taking their pate and putting it on comics on newspapers.
God, I didn't see that, but I love that joke. That's so funny.
Popsicles. Invented by accident. First popsicle, 1905. Accidentally, a container of powdered soda and water with the mixing stick was left outside. Unexpectedly, a cold snap. The inventor woke up, and there's...
How about that? Mm.
A hunk of ice on the end of a stick.
I'll be darned.
The popsicle.
I'm convinced cobbler was an accident. Like peach cobbler. Somebody just had a peach pie. They dropped it. The local man in town who fixed shoes stepped in it.
Ah!
All right. Well, what happened to the pie? No, this is... Cobbler.
Yeah. And the upside down cake.
Yeah.
Whoops.
No, it's upside down cake.
I think this is the most famous. The chocolate chip cookie was an accident. The Toll House cookie was one of the most famous inventions ever. It was an accident.
Well, what a terrific accident.
Don't say how did it happen.
Some people dispute that.
1937. Well, they're wrong, okay? You read your commie left news over there.
I'm reading the article from the New Yorker.
The American cookie.
All right.
Okay.
One evening in 1937, the lovely Ruth Wakefield, how dare you call out Ruth Wakefield?
No, she invented the cookie, but she did it on purpose.
She was making butter cookies and thought she'd make them all chocolate instead. She cut a bar of chocolate into tiny pieces, added them to the cookie dough. She thought the chocolate would melt completely and she'd have chocolate cookies, but when the cookies came out, the chocolate hadn't melted and she had chocolate chips.
There you go.
Thus, the chocolate chip cookie, and why she isn't in the Hall of Fame.
That doesn't sound like an accident. It just sounds, an accident would be she made the butter cookies and the chips fell into the dough.
Well, that's the old wives' tale is she was making them and they fell off the shelf, the chocolate chips, and fell into the batter.
But she didn't think that it was going to be, she thought that.
So her hypothesis was wrong. That's all.
Okay, you know something? None of you guys can ever have chocolate chip cookies.
What?
Because you're doubting me.
Well, that's interesting.
You and your commie.
The chimichanga was an accident. Man, that's the most famous one, I think. The burrito, they accidentally
dropped
it in the
fryer. You just go buy Bernie some cookies because he likes free stuff.
Why am I gone?
Okay. I'm listening to
Makes
you.
Sense with the chimichanga.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Fried burrito.
Okay, now we had, I want to go back one story because Josh made a request.
I did, yeah.
Yes, about the little...
Whatever Josh wants is what we get.
About the you in New Zealand.
I am a special boy.
You are very special.
And we got to sing the great song about sheep. Only
you.
There's a sheep in New Zealand who is outfitted with a bra to support her saggy, damaged udders. They were full of milk because she had triplets, and they were running on the ground, basically. Running on the ground. They were just laying on the ground.
You guys remember the Rams cheerleaders in the NFL are called the... embraceable yous. You know that.
I did not know that.
Really? Yeah.
If I had, I had forgotten. That's amazing. Yeah. Yes.
And the penetratable yous is what the owner of the team used to call them.
A lingerie company donated a sized 24J maternity bra, which was then cut to allow the sheep to feed her little lambs, but she's wearing a bra.
Now, speaking of things that were famous accidents.
Yes.
To go back one story. Well, did you know that according
Well, I thought we were...
We just went...
According to our producer, Dean.
Yes.
His mom told him that he was an accident.
Oh, oh. Well, yeah, yeah. Yes. She thought she was going to make chocolate chip cookies.
Instead.
But her husband walked in.
She was standing over the stove mixing butter cookies.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.